You're listening to the All the Things podcast, and I'm your host, Sophia Merlo. Each week, you can expect tips and tricks from beauty to business experts or from myself as I navigate life as a young woman in her 20s. Every episode is chock full of value, tangible advice, while still sprinkling in relatable stories and keeping things real with my guests and you listening. Be sure to subscribe and tune in every Thursday so you don't miss an episode. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the All the Things podcast. If this is your very first episode, welcome to the club and thank you for joining. We're truly so glad you're here. My name is Sophia Merlo, and you can think of me as your new internet best friend who is always down to talk about health, wellness, entrepreneurship, and of course, navigating life as a young adult, because let me tell you, it is not easy. If you're wanting to know how to romanticize your life and add more joy, learn celebrity hair secrets for maintaining healthy, shiny hair, tangible ways to better balance your nutrition and optimize your health and blood sugar, or how to build a business from the ground up to having a client list that includes the one and only Sophia Ritchie, then stick around because those are all real episodes that you'll have to scroll back and check out. Now, before we dive into today's episode, a couple housekeeping things. If you haven't done so already, make sure you are subscribed so you never miss a new episode every single Thursday. Also, I would truly love you if you left us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you prefer to get your podcasts. For more content, tips, and laughs, make sure you're caught up with us on all of the socials, and that is at All the Things the Pod on Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, Twitter, and YouTube. Our website is at allthethingstheblog.com, or send us an email if you want to get in touch, and that is at allthethingstheblog@gmail.com. Now on to this week's episode. Okay, so let's just have a chat. I feel like I need to dive in. This episode is not depressing. In fact, I want it to be really uplifting. I know by the title, it's a little bit clickbaity, a little bit, what's going on, girl? No. I have the last few weeks been definitely feeling a little bit down, been so caught up in comparison, and a little bit burnt out. If you can hear in my voice, it's been so go, 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 which sometimes I love, and sometimes I just need to slow down and take inventory. And I felt really inspired to make this episode because the more I chatted with my friends, and now, sad to say, we're not in our early 20s anymore. Most of us are in our mid to late 20s, and we're just really going through it. So I figured, I'm sure a lot of us listening are going through these same experiences and can feel so alone, so stuck. So I hope that this platform, this podcast, is a place for all of us to connect, open up the conversation, and not feel so stuck and alone. I'm gonna get on my soapbox for just a hot sec here, but I feel like there is so much pressure, especially for women, to hit all these milestones before we turn 30. But then when you're a kid and a teenager, you're treated like you don't know what you're doing, like you're not smart enough, like you're not capable enough. And then all of a sudden, one day, you have to get all of your shit together, have an amazing career, have a family, be married, do all these things, give birth before a certain age. And it's just too much. So I've made my points here on why the 20s aren't the best years of your life, but that is not to say 20s are an amazing time. I've had amazing experiences and I have overall really been loving my 20s. We started off a little bit rough, not gonna lie. COVID when I was turning 21, I mean, that will put anyone through a tizzy and it really put the whole world upside down. But I am so lucky. I am so privileged. Even with all these amazing things and people in my life, it's still been a journey and I still feel like I am going through it. When I talk about this time of life with people who are older than I am and who didn't grow up in the age of social media, it's a really interesting perspective because when they were in their early, mid, late 20s, they could only see those in their actual friend group or personal network. They didn't have Instagram to compare a friend of a friend who has all these advantages, all these things going on, to compare themselves. It just wasn't part of their world at all. So therefore, they couldn't compare. It was really them living their life, being with their friends. And of course, there was other challenges that came up. But now, living in the world of social media, there is this whole other wave of pressure and comparison to hit all these benchmarks even earlier. I seriously feel like it feels like if you're not a millionaire by the time you're 22, it's like you failed in some aspect, when in reality, you're still just learning and figuring it out. So this leads me to my first point of why your 20s aren't the best years of your life, and that is because you are at the peak of comparison. Not only do you have your in real life circle of friends and acquaintances that you compare yourself, now social media is still extremely present in your life. It's something that we all keep up with. We're at the age where we probably have a Facebook, but we are also very avid TikTok doom scrollers. We're on all of the platforms. We're bombarded with it every single day. And it's hard to escape. Truly, comparison is the thief of joy. And in your 20s, you have everyone going on such a different path, and not one is right or wrong. There's just a right and wrong for you, and you're allowed to try different things and figure that out and fail. Failing is a great thing. Every entrepreneur, every motivational speaker, everyone who I look up to has told me that failing is a gift. Fail hard, fail fast, and learn from it. But that is not what we get when we see on social media. In fact, it's the opposite of everyone's highlight reels. In your 20s, at least for me, in my 20s, I'm also not at the point where I just don't give a fuck enough. I definitely fail to the comparison trap. This is not a good fail of trying something. This is succumbing to the doom scroll and comparison. This is something I'm really, really working on. Something I touched on in the intro of this episode was different advantages. That's something that came up in therapy. We talk, as I say we, my friends and I, the culture, society, talks about different privileges people have. Some are more obvious than others. And for me, it was important to notice that the people who I was comparing myself to also have different advantages or privileges that I might not see at first glance. One of them was time and money. The fact that they can work on their dream project or business, they have more time than I do. That for me is something that was hidden, that took a little bit of digging to understand that that is an advantage that I don't. This brings me to my second point of why your 20s are not the best time in your life. Truly, I want this to be an uplifting, inspiring episode. Every time I say that, I feel like I'm the Grim Reaper or this big bearer of bad news. No, I'm actually trying to flip the script on this conversation. But my second point is that life is truly a journey, not a race. I know that is so cheesy, so cliche, but this is something I tell myself because as blunt and as kind of stupid as it sounds, life is the longest adventure you're ever going to live. Life, even though it goes by fast, it's the only measurement you have of how long something is. You got to ride this wave out, and you're the only person that's going to be there from start to finish. So you might as well be kind to yourself and enjoy the journey. This ties into comparison because we see people hit these milestones at a younger and younger age with bigger and bigger success, and we compare ourselves to that. So we try to place ourselves on their own timeline or on society's timeline, and that's often not what is realistic or what is even meant for us. I love hearing stories of 30 under 30. I think that's awesome, but I also get a severe pit in my stomach now that I am turning 25 relatively soon. And I'm like, oh my God, I only have 5 years to make this list. I need to be getting going on things like 3 years ago. I feel like I'm already so, so behind. So as much as those things can be uplifting, I want to focus more on things like 60 over 60, 50 over 50. There is not a death sentence or some sort of mark that goes on your forehead at the time of 25, 30, 35, 40, and so on that just says, I'm done or washed up. There are so many pressures that are placed on us, especially as women. I'm getting back on my soapbox here. But I think it's important to remind ourselves, and I'm trying to practice what I preach here, that it is not a rush. It's not a race. It's so important to be consistent, to not give up, to follow your dreams, to work hard, and understand that just because you work hard doesn't mean things happen overnight. My mom actually just reminded me of a recent Mel Robbins podcast that she was loving and wants me to listen to. And it talked about this, but the example she used was Victoria Monet winning a Grammy this year for Best New Artist. But the catch is that she's been working in the industry for 15 years. She's been coming out with amazing music. She's been coming out with hits for pop stars like Ariana Grande. She's been working, making a very good living, I assume, but still behind the scenes and still not being the star that she is. So now she's finally recognized as the best new artist and what seems like coming out of nowhere, when in reality, this has been 15 years of hard work, planting different seeds, making connections, being consistent. All we see is her winning the Grammy. We don't see those 15 years of hard work. So Mel Robbins, I haven't listened to the episode yet. I promise I will. I love you, Mel Robbins, if you ever find this podcast. But my mom said in the podcast, she encourages people to find their Grammy moment. What are you working towards? For me, something that I really challenge myself to do is to have the patience to work towards that Grammy moment. I have many that I want for myself. I've had them since I was 4 years old. So I feel like I've been patient when in reality, I've only been going at certain things for a couple of years at most. So I want you to find your Grammy moment. Have patience with yourself to get there. Try to ignore society's timeline, the pressures and comparisons of others, and understand that with consistency, with hard work, it will come to fruition. Now, for my next point, you can look at this as if why it's not the best time of your life being in your 20s. It's because it's the time where you're going to screw up and make the most mistakes. I, however, like to think of it as the time in your life where it's actually cute to kind of fuck around and find out. You can fail, you can make stupid mistakes, you can restart your life, you can restart your career over and over and over again. And it's still kind of cute to do it. People aren't questioning you as much. People aren't going to be rolling their eyes. Not that it matters what other people say and think. But it's almost like, oh my God, go get it. Good for you versus, oh my God, they're blowing their life up. So flip this on its head. Take all those opportunities to learn, discover, to grow, to travel. This is the time to do it. It's not so cute going through it, but it kind of looks cute to others when you're going through, because it's like, oh, you're just a girl. You're just in your 20s. You're just figuring the world out. People are jealous of your youth in this stage, even though it feels like we're getting older. Like, I saw this thing on TikTok. I have to lie. I can't say I read it. I saw it on TikTok. And I believe this theory before, this is another theory, that when people are famous, they kind of stay frozen mentally at the age they got famous at. So a lot of times child stars, not everyone, but there is this tendency for them to kind of stray away, to get on a wrong path. And that's because this theory, at least, is that they don't mentally mature as an adult. They stay at that age that fame became relevant in their life. But now for the general public, it's almost like we've been frozen at the age we were when COVID happened. And for me, that was 20, just turning 21. So it's really hard for me just to understand that I'm not 17 anymore, that I'm actually a full-grown adult, that when I walk out to the world, when I present to the world, people do not see me as a teenager. They see me as an adult. Like, I don't know how that happened. But even though I'm in that category of an adult, this goes for everyone. In your 20s, people still think you're a kid. Make mistakes. Embrace the fact that you're going to go through it, because that's just inevitable. Find the beauty in it and make it cute. Make it your brand. Learn. Discover. I feel like I'm just preaching here, but it's true. I think it's one of the best things about being in your 20s, because you can go around the world. You can go on your eat, pray, love journey. And that's just normal. People aren't going to question it. Embrace what you're passionate about. Try things, even if you don't know what you're passionate about. Try a bunch of different things to know what you don't want to do and go from there. The 20s is the perfect time to do that. I know that this is going to come up after that last point. So my next reason why your 20s aren't the best time of your life, we have not hit our financial peak yet. In fact, most of us just feel so broke all the time, especially in today's economy. Hello. What are we supposed to be doing? I have 5 jobs and I still am not able to afford my true self. You know, my true self is that bitch. Right now, I am not at that level, but that is because I am in my 20s. Going back to the comparison thing, we see TikToks of Alex Earl living her best life, and I think she's only 23. That is not the norm. She is a 1 in a billion or a 1 in a 10 million chance of blowing up on TikTok and having all the success she's had. If that's what your expectation is, that is just really not how the world works or how it's supposed to go, at least. If that happens for you, I'm truly so happy for you. Please reach out. We can go on a trip together. I can help you enjoy that level of wealth. I feel like I would know what to do with it. But that is not the expectation. In your 20s, you're just starting your career. Most of us don't even know what we want to do for a career. You might have student loan debt that you're paying off. You might still be in school because you went back because you don't know what to do. This is not the time to put all the pressure on yourself, especially I have a lot of listeners in Vancouver. I know things are so expensive. I cannot give any financial professional advice. I do have an episode on some finance tips with Michaela Laca. She's amazing. She's had great success with herself and others, helping them meet their financial goals. I am not that girl to give the professional advice here, okay? But don't put the pressure on yourself to have everything all at once when it comes to finances. Of course, spend your money, save your money, invest your money, do your research, look at your bank account, know what's coming in, know what's coming out. But don't get discouraged that you're not exactly where you want to be when it comes to finances, because you're simply not meant to right now. I think this would be a great time to remind you as well that so many people, especially if you live in a city, get caught up with the keeping up with the Joneses lifestyle and mentality, and that's simply not it. That's not a way to be making friends or to impress people. Trust me, the people that would be impressed with you keeping up with the latest car, the latest designer things, the latest trendy things, that's not your true friends, okay? You don't need those people in your life. That's just you living outside of your means. You don't need that energy. That's not what your 20s are about. That's something that you can actually take off your plate if that's something that's stressing you out. You don't need that anymore, okay? Leave that behind. Stop trying to keep up with things that you don't need or purchase things that you don't want just to impress someone else. We don't need that energy. Something that I am told quite often that annoys me, but I think it is true, and one day I'll look back and be like, oh, they were right, is that you don't really know yourself in your 20s and that you're still evolving your identity, your sense of self, who you are as a person, which just makes things even more confusing than they already are. But I do think that there is a lot of beauty in that. How I've approached this is going to therapy. I've talked about this in 2 episodes back, I believe. That was the whole reason for me beginning that journey, is because I really want to get to know myself better, how I think, how I see the world, how I can make things that are challenging more accessible and easier for me. But this can be so, so frustrating. The only advice I can give is to explore who you are as a person, what makes you tick, what you're passionate about. And if there are things that you're unsure of that you haven't dealt with, this is a wonderful time to dig deeper. Now, this isn't really a point, but thing I want to say is, because I've had these conversations with my friends, my peers, and I feel like it just needs to be heard by my audience. I feel like people can resonate with it. Now, my last point, and it's not really a point, but maybe more of a statement, I feel like it just needs to be said based on the conversations I've had with my friends and peers who are all in their early, mid, and late 20s to some degree. They fit their 20s in its entirety, is what I'm trying to say. Your 20s are a time of self-exploration. They are confusing. Everyone has different expectations for you. You have expectations and timelines for yourself. They are frustrating, but they are also so fun and so beautiful, and a time of self-exploration and discovery, and a time to make mistakes and have fun and discover who you are. This is so airy-fairy and easy for me to sit here and say that, but I myself am 24. I feel all of these feelings. I constantly struggle to not compare myself with my past self, with who I want to be, and with those who I see online and in my peripheral friend group and society. I feel pressured to be better at things. I feel pressured to be more ahead in every aspect of my life. I want this podcast and this community to be a place where we can help and support each other and share how we feel, because I feel like sometimes we don't want to bring up these emotions or these feelings on social media or even with our friends at times, because we think we're the only one going through it when actually we all are. So we might as well talk about it and get it off of our chest, and we'd all just feel so much better and the world would be a better place, in my opinion. So I hope you receive value from this episode. Please let me know if you're enjoying these shorter solo episodes. Based on the downloads, I can see that you guys are really enjoying our solo pods. I can't wait to get back to some guest interviews. We have some exciting guests lined up for the spring already, but I'd love to hear your feedback. As always, thank you so, so much for listening. I hope you're having an amazing day or week whenever you're listening to this. If this brought value to you, please share it with someone that you think would also receive value from this episode. Please leave us a 5-star review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you're keeping up with us on all of the socials at All The Things The Pod so you don't miss an episode or an update. And I'll talk to you soon.